Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is a California guy that went back to California with $102,000 he didn't start with. Charlie Weir, that big win out of Smith Lake had to be fun for you.
Yeah, it was, Terry. It was great. I love it.
Well, you know, you look at the situation, and you come to a tournament. You know, you've come through the Federation ranks. You were the California top angler a couple years ago. You know, it's one of those things where it's kind of a dream come true for you. And then to come out in that event at Smith Lake and win it, that's got to be neat for you.
It's a neat deal, Terry. I never thought in my wildest dreams I'd win that tournament. All I wanted to do was catch a couple fish and stay close. They had such a bad tournament at Parish Chain. And then the next thing I know, I win the thing, and I'm just blown away.
Well, you know, I get you're signing autographs across the country, no question about that. I bet at Smith Lake you were just about wore out from signing the autographs.
I actually had four higher patrolmen holding the crowd back, and they were asking, are you tired of signing? I'm like, no, I'll stay here to the very end and sign every single one.
Well, you know, that's what our sport, that's the difference in our sport, I think, more than any other sport is, you know, you're so approachable. The anglers, even the guys that win, they've got a lot of pressures to be with the media, a lot of things that are going on, but it's just so the fans can be right there. And Bass Fan, you know, we look at the fans as our nucleus of what we do, and you're right there with them.
Yeah, if it wasn't for our fans, this sport wouldn't be out there. The fans are the number one thing in our sport, and I just love them. I mean, they're just incredible. They love bass fishing. It's just awesome.
Well, let's talk a little bit about technique, if we can. Let's talk about, you know, you were fishing, you know, out there in deep water. You really, the consistency factor really played into your victory, and let's talk a little bit about what you did in that event.
Basically, what I was keying on in practice, I was keying on the steep bluff wall next to creek channels where all the fish were holding. They were holding pretty deep for me, like 35 to 50 feet. And as soon as it started raining, the water started to come up, and something clicked in my head, and I started thinking about what happens out here on Lake Shasta and Lake Orville. And all those fish, when the water comes up and with the run-ins, the fish move right in there because it pushes the water temperature up a degree to 2 degrees. So I got in there, turned the boat around, and started fishing uphill for those aggressive fish, and it paid off big time.
Well, let's talk about the bait selection. You know, you're fishing something that maybe a lot of people out there that fish BASS or FLW or even fish here, you know, in the Midwest or across the country in the southeastern part of the country may not have thrown.
I was throwing a quarter-ounce shaky head. It's a little T-head on a 3-0 hook on a 10-pound test Seaguar line and with the Zoom green pumpkin finesse worm and just rigging a Texas rig and just shaking the bait slowly uphill.
Well, you know, you talk about that Seaguar line, and that's a fluorocarbon, right?
Yes.
What did you think that played into your equation a little bit?
Definitely. It let me fish a little bit, make a few more casts each day because it sinks twice as fast as monofilament, and the line sensitivity is probably 10 times more sensitive than monofilament.
Well, you know, and again, the technique, you're fishing uphill, so do you think that bait stayed in front in the strike zone a little bit longer as well?
Oh, definitely. I could sit there and I could shake it. Basically what I call counting the rocks or count the tree limbs. I can sit there and just keep shaking it with a slack line real slow right in front of their face just to agitate them enough so they can eat it.
Well, you know, the drop shot, which has come into its own here, it's a Japanese technique that's all of a sudden come, you know, to the United States, and a lot of the big tournaments are being won on that. You know, that bait is not, it's kind of a similar technique because you're shaking the bait a little bit, but this technique, you were really trying to put that fish into a mode where he had to attack that bait, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Trying to just aggregate the fish and just make them mad as possible to make them eat that bait.
Well, you know, consistency, this event was tough as nails. You know, you went out there, it was one of those events where you knew that it was going to be a very tough bite. The guys that, you know, there was a lot of people that blanked, I think about half the field blanked in this event. And you start thinking about, you know, going out there, and your mindset has to be such that you're thinking maybe 3 or 4 bites a day.
Yeah, definitely. In practice, I was getting, I got 30 bites the first day, 20 the second, 15 the third. But a few of those are real good quality bites, and I was really surprised about what I was getting out there.
Well, I got to talk about a couple things that have happened since then. Number one is there's going to be a new Charlie Weir line of rods that's going to be out there that you're going to be able to buy, right?
Yeah, Bassmatics 2IG Extreme rods are actually in the process of being made right now. I'm supposed to get the prototypes here when I go back to Gunnersville or sooner, and they're going to make a Charlie Weir Signature Series shaky head rod and also a Western drop shot rod.
Well, you know, when you get a technique that nobody else has really done well with, all of a sudden there's rods that come out. That shaky head, I'll guarantee you, is going to be sold a bunch of them here lately.
Oh, definitely. I'm also going to be coming out with a Hollywood Shaky Head, is what we're going to try to call it. Quarter ounce, in a bunch of different colors, just to, you know, might as well throw that in there too. If you got the rods, might as well have the shaky head.
Well, I got it. That Hollywood's very, very important because that's kind of your nickname, right?
Yeah, that's what my partners are starting to call me, and everybody else realized, you know, they found out I worked in Hollywood, so it's kind of sticking now.
Well, that's outstanding. You know, we've been kind of following your career a little bit, and as you watch, you know, I talked to a lot of the other pros across the country, of course, and they're saying, hey, you better watch this guy because he's going to be dynamite in the tough bite. And, boy, it proved out the first tournament you had that real tough bite. You came to the forefront.
We had another tough bite last year at Harris Chain, and I wound up catching big bass at the tournament with 9-6. So, I mean, I excel when it's extremely tough bites. A lot of guys, you know, they get it in their heads. They get kind of stressed out. They're like, man, I'm not going to catch him. I just stick right in there and just play to my strengths.
Well, you won 102,000, and part of that reason for the 102 was based on the fact you had big fish in one of the days as well.
Yeah, I had actually in the tournament, I had a 4-11 pound spot. I had a 4-8 and a 3-12 on the last day.
So, and you also, I think you got a heavyweight award as well?
Yeah, heavyweight the last day.
How about that? You know, that not only did you get the win, you got $102,000, but you're also in the running now for some things at the end of the year.
Yeah, in the run for, I think it's a one-day shot at $100,000. I don't think that's going to hold up with all the huge weights that are going to be coming up in the turns, but I'm going to hopefully I'm going to get one of those other ones.
Well, you're about to leave. Won't be very long. You know, the frequent flyer miles are starting to add up, and you'll be heading back to Guntersville very quickly.
Oh, definitely, and I guess I'm going to have to give you my frequent flyer miles, I guess. You said, well, if you do this interview, you have to give me your miles. I'm like, sure, I'll do it.
Well, you know, I started out, first of all, folks, you need to know that I started out trying to get $102,000. That went south, so I started on the frequent flyer miles, right?
Yeah, I said, well, I could give you 10% of that, but the miles sound a lot better.
Well, I'm sure, you know, with that flight back and forth from California to all the Eastern events in particular, there's probably a few of them that have added up.
Oh, definitely. I think last year I had three tickets at the end of the season, so a lot of miles.
Well, you know, I've got a couple of trips I'd like to take, so I'll definitely use those. Charlie, now tell me a little bit about what's your plans. I mean, now that you've got this victory, what are some of the things you're going to do in the future?
You come out with my line of rods and the shaky heads, and just now I can fish full time. I can, you know, get a little away from the film industry, working all those long 18, 20-hour days and concentrate on my fishing. My biggest thing is I want to get back in the saddle and go fish Guntersville and just see what I can do.
Well, you've got a little bit of a head start. You know, you said you didn't do as well at Harris, but, you know, when you get that victory, that sure shoots the points up for you. Now you got to shoot for that Bassmaster Classic deal, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was in 147th after the first tournament. Now I'm up to 39th, and I thought I was out of it. And now, like, I'm right back in it. I'm going to go after it. I'm going to make the Classic.
Well, let's preview just a little bit, if we can, preview this Guntersville event.
Well, this Guntersville event, I went and pre-practiced it and had a pretty good pre-practice. I guess it's going to be a slugfest. Last weekend, I think, took like 29 pounds of wind for five fish. It's going to be a spinnerbait, rattle trap, flipping the grass. It's going to be a really good tournament.
Well, if you look at the forecast and you look what happened with the creel surveys last year at Guntersville, over 60 fish an hour in the creel surveys down there, which is a phenomenal fishery. And now with the revitalization of the grass, there's going to be all kinds of techniques used, I'm sure.
Every technique that could come out in this one. Anybody could win it on anything.
Well, you know, we're hoping for warm weather. I know you really are looking forward to that rain. You like the rain a lot. You're getting used to it. So I'm sure that you're ready for that next event with a little bit of sunshine, maybe.
Oh, I'd love to have it sunshine come out because, man, the fish are going to go right to the banks. The water's going to warm up really good, and we're going to catch some big, big fish there.
Well, Charlie, I appreciate you being with me. We're going to follow you along here at BassFan.com, and we wish you the best of luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thank you very much.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.